Our scripture reading today comes from the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke. We're going to be reading from Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 33. Again, this is the Gospel of Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 33. Let us hear the inspired word of God. Now large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going out to wage war against another king will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. So here, Jesus is traveling. Here in verse 25, he's on the move. Here it says that large crowds are following him. He had become a popular preacher, he had become a popular healer, he had become a popular miracle worker, and even he was beginning to be so bold that he began rebuking those who were in authority. Therefore, large crowds began following him, and these crowds got to be so large that Jesus began to question why they were really following him. Because he knew where he was traveling. He was traveling to a hill. It wasn't so far from the place that he was, but a hill called Calvary. A place where crosses are taken up upon shoulders and carried to Golgotha, or the place of the skull, as they say. At that place, this popular preacher, Jesus, would be nailed to one of the crosses, the cross that he carried, and he would hang between heaven and earth and die. This is where Jesus is traveling. And this is where he wants to have those followers of his consider the actual cost of following him all the way, as you would say. Because going all the way involves a renunciation of possessions, Jesus says there in verse 33. Because going all the way involves prioritizing relationships, Jesus says there in verse 26. Because going all the way is going to involve taking up one's own cross and following after the one who is going to die, like it says there in verse 27. That is one reason I am so glad that we have an opportunity to count the cost here at Warren's Grove. Let me give you the example. Here at Warren's Grove, when someone comes into a church, soon after that, you know, a month or two or three after that, we offer to them usually a new membership class for them to go through. It's a new membership class that gives an opportunity to contemplate, to think about, to estimate, to count the cost, as you could say, like Jesus is telling these people that are traveling with him. I grew up as a Southern Baptist, if you all didn't know that about me. And I'm sure it's not like this in all Baptist churches, but in the particular one that I grew up in, there wasn't anything that happened in membership other than you just kind of walked down, whispered in the preacher's ear, and like everybody voted. And that was it. That was new membership class. Like you had to be able to walk down the aisle, I guess. That was the extent of it. Here, what we do is that we give an opportunity to contemplate and consider what membership means. To contemplate and consider what does it mean to be a Christian. And also, we go ahead and give the vows ahead of time so we don't spring them on Sunday morning when you get up in front of everybody. We actually let you contemplate that and think about that ahead of time. Think about what that is going to look like for the next leg of your journey of following Jesus. It's a 3-week process. It involves contemplation. But it also involves journeying beside other people that are going through that leg of the journey. But it also involves a decision. A decision that involves estimating the cost and considering the cost of going all the way with Jesus. Jesus says that we need to consider the cost. He tells us two parables in these short 8 verses, and both of them have to do with considering the cost. He first tells the parable of the man estimating the cost of building a tower. He does this. This man estimates the cost of building a tower because he doesn't want people to ridicule him for not being able to complete the tower, to see it to its conclusion. The second parable has to do with a king who estimates that if his army of just 10,000 will be able to overtake another army of 20,000. The king estimates and considers if he can do that. And it says that if he doesn't think he can do it, he should actually send a delegation out and try to sign a peace treaty as a result of that. These two parables have similarities, and I want to highlight a few of those. First, verse 28 says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it?" And then verse 31 says, "Or what king going out to wage war against another king will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000. Notice the similarities in these two verses. They both say that there is a time of sitting. Verse 28 talks about estimating. And this estimation is based on the completion of the tower, it says. Verse 31 looks at it from a different angle, and says that there is a consideration of whether the battle can be won with the troops that you have. What this teaches us is that we should consider if we can go all the way with Jesus, go all the way to Calvary, and that we are to do this by actually sitting down, like both of the parables tell us to do. Now, I really do mean that. We actually should sit down from time to time and consider that. Now, that doesn't mean like when you're driving. I know that you're sitting when you're driving, but that's excluded from this. It's excluded while driving because we in America like to multitask, like to do 2 or 3 or 4 different things, and I'm probably the worst at that, that I like to multitask, but we do need to just sit down and actually maybe like turn off our iPods or like even turn off our cell phones, which would be amazing. Okay, so turn off the cell, or close the laptop, or turn the ringer off of the home phone, or maybe like turn the TV off, or the radio off, or the police scanner off maybe, or maybe like turn off the video game, or turn off any other one of those video game, the travel Game Boy or something. Or some of us, none of that bothers us. That's not a distraction to us. So maybe we need to like stop cleaning for a little while. Like, stop dusting, stop vacuuming, like you don't have to get the same lines every day. Or stop sweeping, or stop washing dishes, or cleaning the car, or waxing the patio furniture. Just stop for a little while and sit down, it says here. Jesus is telling us to sit down and turn off all the distractions. And he says, consider the cost. Consider the cost, just like a builder would when he or she comes to give an estimate of how much it's going to be to complete a project. Look at the lay of the land like a builder would. Look at where the building is going to come up out of the land and estimate the amount of 2x4s that you'll need and estimate the amount of plywood or the travel time or the cleanup time or how many subcontractors you'll need. Estimate all of that. Consider it all and estimate the cost of the completion of that project. Now remember, this is a parable. So there's a parallel in our own lives. Follow this. How that can be applied to our journey with Jesus is considering the life we live and see if we can go all the way. Consider your job for a moment. Consider your home. Consider your schooling. Consider your friends for a moment. Consider your dedication to the church. Consider your knowledge of God and your hunger and passion to know God more. Consider what Christianity will look like when you are in a serious dating relationship, let's say. Or consider what marriage will look like when that comes. Or consider what having children will look like from a Christian perspective. Or grandchildren. Or consider what growing older will look like from a Christian perspective. Or retirement. Or even consider what death will look like from a Christian perspective. Estimate the cost of going all the way. All the way to the completion. Now, for some of us, when we start thinking about those kind of things, it scares the bejeebies out of us. Because we know that when a bump in the road comes, we will not be able to continue to walk with Jesus all the way. If we lose a loved one or experience a tragedy in our lives, our faith is not grounded in Christ, so soon we will fall from the faith. Or if we consider our passion or hunger to know God, if we consider that for a moment, it seems like that hunger and passion is lukewarm at best, maybe room temperature. When we consider the cost of going all the way, we know that the building we are able to build would be maybe 2 feet high, with 1-inch walls, with a dirt foundation. When we actually sit down and consider the cost of going all the way with Jesus, we can see that our faith and our journey with Jesus is not where it should be. Our investment into our relationships is not where it should be. Our passion for studying the Bible and praying is not where it should be. We are not using our gifts and talents in the ways that God has called us to use them. And we are not well rooted and grounded and desperate to know God more. I just want to say to anyone that cuts to the quick with, at the end of this sermon, if that's where you're at, please call me this week. Let's set aside a time to consider about what we can do, what's an appropriate action as a result of that, and so that we can be led and guided by the Holy Spirit to learn and love God more. Because I know that God's grace is truly enough to fill all of our needs. But let us for a moment consider what the cost is to follow Jesus. For us here in modern day America, sometimes people are going to look at us really strange when we tell them that we are Christians. I had a conversation over a Frosty a few weeks ago with a man, and I was telling him about how I'm a Christian and how I felt like God had revealed God's self to me and had really made himself real. And the man began laughing at me. I actually got up and walked out of the conversation thinking that that was the stupidest thing he'd ever heard. That's part of the cost of being a Christian. Another cost is that we surrender our entire lives to Jesus, God born in the flesh, but also a man who died through the Roman Empire 2,000 years ago. We also read, as Christians, a group of books that we call the Bible. As Christians, we pray. As Christians, we gather together with other Christians in worship on a regular basis. As Christians, we study the Bible and other Christian devotionals and Christian literature. As Christians, we are to be baptized in water and we are to partake of the Lord's Supper. As Christians, we are to surrender our finances to God and tithe 10% of our income to God's church. As Christians, we are to tell others about what God has done in our lives. As Christians, we are called to be missionaries in the world, sharing the love of Jesus in action. As Christians, we are to surrender all that we ever will be or all that we are at the foot of the cross so that God can use that for God's glory here in the earth. After hearing all of these things, that to follow Jesus is going to be difficult, that to follow Jesus, it's going to be hard at times, Our Lord then says to us this: consider the difficulties. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Today, many of us never consider anything. Instead, we are like a butterfly, fluttering around from one shiny flower to the next shiny flower to the next shiny flower without ever stopping and estimating the cost, considering what this means to go with Jesus all the way. We never sit and think for long periods of time on what should be the next step of our journey and whether we are willing and able to go all the way in that journey. So for a moment, right now, let's consider that. With all the cell phones off and no vacuums in the room, let us consider the cost of what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be a follower of Christ. Let us close our eyes right now and bow our heads and consider that cost. For a moment now, in the quiet, consider the sins that have bothered and plagued your Christian walk. Are you ready to turn from those sinful ways that have bothered and plagued your Christian walk? Consider this. Are you prepared to take up battle and resist the evil and injustice that seems to surround the community of Person County, our state of North Carolina, our nation, and all of our world? Consider this. Are you totally, totally trusting in God's grace? Are you able to promise to serve Jesus Christ as your Lord all the days of your life? Are you willing to be a faithful member of Christ's body and represent Jesus Christ in the entire world? Are you willing to be faithful in participating in the ministries of the church? Almighty God, fill us with your grace. You have called us to something that is too difficult for us to do on our own, and it is only through your strength. Thank you for this time that we could count the cost. I pray that the decisions that we have made, the answers that we have given to you, that you will help us and guide us and lead us to complete lows for your glory and for your sake. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.